Yeah. Let's everybody, let's breathe. I embrace the gifts. I embrace the challenges. I embrace all of these things the storm brings because they're birthing me. Wow. Well, today was supposed to be my new book launch. Praying Through a Storm, the second edition. But the books didn't show up. So after I did about 20 times of the 4 steps of radical forgiveness, then I figured, okay, I can handle it. I'm okay, but I had to keep doing it because I was ready to strangle the publishers. And I realized today I can just launch it and we can be with it and we can be with what I'm talking about. And next week, I'll be out there selling and signing books. Yeah. So if you think you want one, come see me next week. I'll sell you one and I'll sign something in it for you. But I'm talking about prayer today, and everything I'm talking about is in the book. It may come through me a little bit differently because I never know what the Holy Spirit's going to do when I get up here, so. But it'll come out. And today I'm talking about why pray. Why pray? There's a chapter in the book called The Purpose. What is the purpose of prayer? And what I'm talking about today is a lot of that is in that chapter. Why pray? You know, why bother? I mean, does God need our prayers? No. Does God not know the desires of our heart? There's a scripture in Luke that says that God has numbered every hair on our head. And those of you who have bald heads, it's down in the root. So, if God knows every hair on my head, well, I'm pretty sure God knows what it is I need. There's a scripture in Matthew, I think it's 15:16 or 15:17, that says, God knows our hearts. So if there's something on our hearts or in our hearts that we desire, 9 times out of 10, the big G knows about it. So why pray? Why bother? We're always praying anyway. We're always praying. Every thought, what's the song? Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. So we're always praying anyway. So why bother? Why bother? Well, if we want to see manifested in our lives that which we truly want to have show up, it's important to understand what prayer is and how it operates. Because many times we walk around believing our prayers are not answered. All prayer is answered. Yes. All prayer. May not look like you thought it would look because there's some other things that are intercepting the message. You know, you're praying and those core negative beliefs show up. You're not good enough. You're unworthy. You don't deserve. You'll never make it. You'll never amount to anything. That's what intercepts. So we think we're praying, and actually what's showing up is not what it is that we desire. So prayer then must not be about God, because if I'm not mistaken, God has already provided everything that we could need, require, and desire. So prayer then must be about something else. So for this, I go to the word prayer. And the word prayer comes from an Aramaic word. The Aramaic word is sloth. When I first saw it, I thought it was sloth. You have a handout, by the way. So I invite you to utilize your handout. Much of what I'm going to be sharing with you, you have on your handout. And of course, you can take more notes. Sloth. And the word has two meanings. One, to set a trap. To set a trap. Two, to make an adjustment. To set a trap and to make an adjustment. So what on earth does that mean? What are you talking about, setting a trap? Well, you know, like if you wanted to set a trap for an animal that's, you know, running through your attic or whatever, you set up a nice little trap so that you can take it out somewhere and release it. Well, it's not so different with God. This is the activity of setting up a place in our mind, in our consciousness, that traps or catches or connects with the attributes, the characteristics, the processes, the divine ideas of God. What are some of the characteristics and attributes? Love, peace, abundance, joy, perfect health. These are all characteristics and attributes of God. So what we are doing in setting this trap is that we want to capture those so that we can begin to align with them and make them part of us and a part of our consciousness so that when we pray, what shows up is in alignment with the characteristics, the attributes, the divine ideas, the processes of God. Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
The other piece is to make an adjustment. So now we've captured the attributes and characteristics and processes so that when we are able to align with those characteristics and attributes, when something shows up, when that storm shows up, then what is before us, we can look at it, realize it has no power over us, and then we make an adjustment in our mind. If we are feeling afraid or in doubt or feeling hopeless and down in despair, we make that adjustment in mind, connecting with those attributes and characteristics, and we begin to look at the storm a little bit differently. We begin to understand that we can project into that, we can call forth into that storm those attributes of God, the love, the peace, the joy, the abundance, the perfect health, the perfect relationships. And as we set that trap and make the adjustment, we are no longer just walking by faith, but we're knowing. In the first service in our discussion period, someone said, "Is that faith?" And I said, "It's beyond faith. Beyond faith is knowing. It's, we no longer believe. We know. We no longer wonder. We know."
Yeah.
And so when something comes up on us, and you know, as things are often doing in our life, if we're walking by faith, and that's good, because trust me, faith is the foundation of it. But sometimes when we're in something and it's so big, it's so big, it's so big. And I know some of you right now are dealing with something so big. And sometimes that faith can waver. But knowing never wavers. No doubt, no fear, no wondering. We know that we know that we know that we know. Because we have captured the relationship with the attributes of God, and we know them. We know them because we've captured them. In other words, we have experienced them. We have brought them into the reality of our lives by having an experience with those attributes and characteristics. And we have adjusted our mind and our consciousness in this moment to know that those attributes can move through any situation. And we also know that there's a reason. There's a reason we're walking through this storm. It's not meant to beat us down, to leave us out there soaking wet with no shelter. It's meant to strengthen us. What Anne says, it's birthing me. It's giving birth to the new me. It's giving birth to the new realization of who I am and whose I am. In other words, I get to exercise my God muscle. Anne works out. She's a Zumba instructor. And she works out every morning. And she's got good muscles. Because she exercises those muscles on a regular basis. Same thing with our relationship with God. We've got to exercise the muscles. Daily. Daily. It's called a life of prayer. That's what we're aiming for. Where we're in a daily walk with the divine. So that when we come upon a storm, we know that we can get through that storm unscathed. And that on the other side is a bright sunshine. On the other side is our renewal, our restoral, our revitalization, our re-energization. We're greater and bigger and better and bolder and more powerful because we went through that storm. But first, you have to set a trap and make an adjustment. First, you have to develop the relationship. It's one thing to pray every day, my beloveds. It's another thing to have a relationship with God. That's a completely different kind of praying. Are you with me?
Yes.
So how do we establish this relationship? Well, I also have on your handouts Unity's 5-step prayer method. And this is the method that is taught to everyone who studies at Unity Village, at the Institute, you know, so your ministers, your licensed teachers, and anyone who just goes for spiritual growth. It does not mean that this is the end-all, be-all. What this does is give you a basic foundation for establishing a life of prayer so that when those storms come, you're prepared. You got umbrellas and shelters and all that kind of stuff. But you got to learn the basics first. And some of you may have a profound prayer lives, and some of you may be kind of trying things. And you might pray, but you would not say that you had a life of prayer. So the basics is important. I said to the musicians this morning that when they first start to learn music, you practice the basics. Am I right? Yeah. You know, you learn the staff, and you learn the notes, and each way you get a little bit more practiced, and you master a few more things, right? But you have to start where, musicians?
Basics.
So we got to start with the basics, and I look at this prayer method as the basics. So let's look at it. I won't read, but I'm going to just teach from these steps. So the first one is relaxation. And that's exactly what we did when I started the meditation this morning, did we not?
Yes,
I invited you to relax and get comfortable. And what we're saying here is when you pray each day, find a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed and you can fully connect with God. Because if other things are coming at you, if the phone is next to you ringing, if the kids are running in saying, if the partner is saying, I'm hungry, when are we going to eat? That's not an easy thing to stay centered in your prayer. So find a place where you can be comfortable. And look, you don't have to cross your legs and, you know, hold your fingers together like this and, you know, put something on your forehead. You can just sit. You can sit there like a bump on a log.
Yeah.
Just sit. Because it's not about doing, it's about
being.
Exactly. Being. Being relaxed in that moment. Step two is concentration. Concentration. And this is where we begin to focus our attention and our energy inward. This is where we begin to make the first contact. We can do this with a scripture, a favorite scripture. We can do this with a phrase. We can do this with a prayer. Whatever brings us into a concentration on God. One of my favorites is Come Holy Spirit, Come Holy Spirit. Ann and I were talking about that last night. I taught her that how many years ago? 7 or 8 years ago? A long time ago. She still uses Come Holy Spirit. I still use it before I speak, before I sing. She does too. She says, Come Holy Spirit, Come Holy Spirit, Come Holy Spirit. Sing through me. And I say, speak through me or sing through me. Move Sheila out of the way and let you be the only thing that is seen and felt and experienced. Another one is the title to, you can use a title to a song or a poem. Another one that I like to use, and you heard me use it, the breath of God is breathing me or breathing us. That's a Ricky Byers song. The breath of God is breathing me, and resting in that breath of God, I know that all is well. And it gets to the point where you just say, the breath of God is breathing me, and oh my God. All of a sudden, it's as if you went down the first dip in a roller coaster. You go, because you feel it. The same thing with Come Holy Spirit. Let's do that. Close your eyes for a moment. Let's do Come Holy Spirit three times. Together.
Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit.
And just stay there for a moment. Do you feel the energy? You may open your eyes. Did you feel the shift in the energy? So in this stage of concentration, we want to bring our attention inward. We can do the Vipassana breathing, where you focus on the inflow and outflow of the breath. Breathe through the heart. The next is meditation. And this is where we communicate. And here you reflect on, if there is something that you want to call forth, you reflect on it, but not begging or asking. God, I need a job. Could you please help me find a job? Reflecting on the goodness, the power, the love of God, and the willingness of God to give you that job. Feel the power of having that job. Reflect on the goodness of God and the willingness of God to give you that job. Meditate on that. Or if there's nothing in particular you want, meditate upon the characteristics and the attributes of God. Meditate upon the love of God. Meditate on the joy of God, the peace of God, the abundance of God, the perfect relationship of God, the perfect health of God. Just meditate upon that. Because God already knows what it is you need, right? So you don't even have to ask. You don't even have to meditate upon that which you wish to see come forth. But sometimes it helps us to picture ourselves receiving it. Woo! Energy. Energy. It's a time of meditation. The next is realization. And this is where you allow yourself to realize it's already yours. To realize your relationship. Feel it. Feel how close you and God are. Feel how happy you all are together. Feel how wonderful it is to have a walk with God. Realize who you are, the beloved son or daughter of God, in whom God is well pleased and for whom God is absolutely thrilled to give the kingdom of heaven. God's good pleasure is to give you the kingdom of heaven. Realize that. Know that. And the final step is thanksgiving, gratitude. Oh, gratitude prayers are so awesome. They are so powerful. Because that's a knowing. Thank you, God, for that job. Thank you, God, for that loving relationship. Thank you, God, for the prosperity in my life. Thank you, God, for the perfect health in my life. That's saying, I know that I know that I know that I know. Because I got it like that. I'm in a relationship. And I know that which with which I am having a relationship. How many of you in here are in a relationship? You know, with another person. You know how you kind of know that person? You kind of know how that person will react and how they'll behave. Somebody said kinda, and somebody else said sometimes. But do you know what I'm talking about? You kind of know what time that person gets up and how they like to season their food. Well, that's what you need to know about your Creator. You need to know how your Creator behaves, how your Creator acts, how your Creator feels about you, which is that you are adored by your Creator. See, we have it the other way. We adore God. God adores us. God worships the very creations it has made, because it is well pleased with itself for its creations. Look what I did. So those are some basics. Just some basics. You can call it basic training if you want. But the key is to know. In whatever way you can get to knowing. Because right now, you know, we're walking some precarious streets and journeys these days. Life is kind of shaky. You know, things don't look so good all the time. But when we know, it doesn't matter what's out here. It matters what's in here. So if what's in here is the relationship of individual to creator, then what will show up out here will be the result of the relationship between individual and creator. Does that make sense? As within, so without. Okay? And so those are the basics. There is so much that we could do. I'm so convinced that if 1% of this world could get and practice the basics to the extent where we have a life of prayer, we could heal the world.
Yes.
We could bring peace on this planet so fast that not a shot would be fired and there'd be no need to sign a peace treaty. We could end the violence on this planet without an assault weapon. People would be going, why don't I want to fight? Why don't I want to be violent? What's going on? Why do I feel so peaceful? It won't be anything they did. It'll be what you did. All we need is a critical mass. 1% of the world's population to achieve this knowing, this relationship with God, and the whole world will be changed at depth. All I can say is check it out. Try it. You know, we go and try on shoes. Well, I do. We go and test drive a car, right? Yeah, well, try it. You might like it. So I gave you a prayer from the book, The Prayer for the Healing of the World. And I want to invite you, if you will, to say it with me. And then at the end, we got a little something for you. So get ready, you guys. Okay, let's say it. Are you ready?
Dear God, help us to move beyond the illusions before us, to see the truth that is always present. Lift the fog from our minds and remove the erroneous belief that we are separate from you. Help us to remember ourselves as you created us, one with you and each other. Guide us and direct our feet that we may follow you.
this your prayer?
And that, my beloved, is why we pray.